Explaining dyslexia to children. Every child is different and dyslexia will affect them in different ways. Understanding dyslexia can be confusing for adults as well as children, so it is important to talk about it, even if you don't know all the answers. Tell your child that they learn in a different way and so it will help them to be taught in different ways. Explaining that dyslexia does not mean that your child is stupid. Dyslexia has nothing to do with intelligence. Children can feel different emotions when they are told that they have dyslexia. Some see it as a good thing because it explains why they have been having difficulties. They may be relieved and glad that they are not stupid. Others might feel that they are different from their classmates or even ashamed. Lots of people have dyslexia, 1 in 10 people. And it can be quite mild or quite severe. There are lots of things that can help children with dyslexia do well in education, enjoy their hobbies and get a good job. Dyslexia should not hold anyone back from doing whatever they want to do. There can be positive things about dyslexia, which might include strong visualization skills, good for art, science, crafts and engineering, strong problem solving skills and strong interpersonal skills. Things that can be hard for children with dyslexia: poor memory, organization and sequencing problems, putting things in order or following patterns, difficulties with reading or writing and sometimes maths, being organized, extra effort is needed to do some things which is very tiring. However, it is important to stress that there are ways around these things. Try these steps. Firstly, talk about dyslexia in a positive way. Say you don't know all the answers because everyone is different, but that you will find out together. Thirdly, find information from places like the internet, books, other people, Dyslexia Scotland's website, helpline and publications. Fifthly, ask your child what they find easy as well as what is difficult. Look at each task and work out with your child why something is easy or hard. Sixth point, talk about other things as well, because they are also important to your child, and make sure the school has all the information they need about your own child. Help your child to write or speak about what dyslexia means to them and what helps. This will help classmates as well as teachers understand and help keep a positive can-do attitude. And lastly, include your family. Include brothers, sisters and all family members so they understand the positive and the negatives. This will help immensely. Here are some things parents have said to us. I do not want to gloss over the fact that having dyslexia is challenging when it comes to schoolwork, but I also want to focus on what she could do well, how her thinking was different, and how she could use her strengths to get where she wants to be. She said it helped her because she stopped seeing her problems as hurdles to struggle over, but more of an interesting set of gates to open. Another anecdote from a parent is, when talking about dyslexia with my son, I talked a lot about him being intelligent as he thought he wasn't and was feeling so bad about himself and calling himself stupid all the time. Lastly, my mother gets frustrated when people say learning difficulty. It really should be a learning difference. She says nothing is difficult if you teach it to her in her learning style. Well said. Books and resources that can help. So You Think You've Got Problems by Rosalind Burkitt. Dyslexia, Talking It Through by Althea. Brian Has Dyslexia by Jenny Lee. My Little Brother by Chico Tateno. And I'll spell that. Chico is C-H-I-E-K-O, and the surname is T-A-T-E-N-O. next book is Dyslexia, A Teenager's Guide by Dr. Sylvia Moody. The Teenage Guide to Stress by Nicola Morgan. Dyslexia, A Parent's Survival Guide by Christine Ostler, O-S-T-L-E-R. And also CBBC Newsround, My Dyslexia Mind, a special programme about dyslexia. All of Dyslexia Scotland's leaflets can be downloaded free from our website at www.dyslexiascotland.org.uk. Leaflets which might be of particular interest are Famous People with Dyslexia, Information for Parents, and also Helping with Reading, Spelling, Maths.